Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Brian Lowe. Each of the Pats' three AFC East competitors have drafted quarterbacks in the first or second round of the last two drafts. The Jets, Bills, and Dolphins are all actively seeking that coach-quarterback tandem that can consistently compete for division titles with the Patriots. This Sunday, Joe Philbin's Miami Dolphins come to town with Ryan Tannehill now in his second season running their offense. Much like the team as a whole at 3-3, it's been a mixed bag for Tannehill, and that's where we begin this week's opponent preview. The hope in Miami is that the numbers don't tell the whole story. The numbers, through a season and a half of Ryan Tannehill's career, are squarely in the category called middle of the pack. As a rookie, Tannehill started every game, including two against the Patriots. Both were losses, and he didn't throw a touchdown pass in either game. In fact, he failed to toss a TD pass in seven Miami games. This year, he's thrown at least one in all six outings. At 6'4", 222 pounds, the Texas A&M product looks the part and has flashed the ability. It's about putting it all together consistently.
He's definitely improved and from running and passing. You know, he pulls the ball down, and I feel like he's gotten faster for some reason. So we'll see if we can contain him and get the win.
The Dolphins went all in for Mike Wallace during free agency, but the deep threat hasn't made the consistent impact the team expected. That being said, his presence has allowed wideouts Brian Hartline and Brandon Gibson to rack up the yardage, while tight end Charles Clay has emerged as one of Tannehill's top four targets. With Reggie Bush having moved on to Detroit, it's second-year back Lamar Miller and third-year back Daniel Thomas carrying the rushing workload.
Very good balance attack, and we got to be ready for him. And it's an extremely important game for us and for the secondary and for this defense. And, we're just going to take it day by day.
And if it seems as though the Pats literally run into impressive, powerful defensive lines virtually every week, especially in their division, that's because they do. As Bill Belichick noted this week, the Dolphins, much like the Bills and Jets, have devoted numerous high draft picks to the defensive line recently, like Deion Jordan this year for the Dolphins. But the guy who commands the most respect year after year, of course, is Cameron Wake.
Front seven on defense and their front four mainly, those are some good defensive linemen. And it's going to be tough for our offense again this week, and hopefully we can do a better job.
So the Dolphins matched the Pats with three straight wins to start the season. But now they haven't won in over a month. Three straight losses and a bye week mixed in. And once Sunday's game comes to a conclusion, one of these two teams, the Pats or Dolphins, will be challenged with overcoming back-to-back divisional losses. That's going to wrap it up for now. We'll see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.